unnamed sources have told several publications that AMD may have to resort to laying off workers in the wake of declining profits and falling stock prices. The news rang a few alarm bells in upstate New York, some sources suggesting GlobalFoundries' Luther Forest campus could be adversely affected. GlobalFoundries' Travis Bullard says nothing could be farther from the truth.
GlobalFoundries is doing very well as a completely separate entity from AMD. AMD is still one of our largest and most important customers, but today we have over 160 customers around the world. So GlobalFoundries spun off of AMD in March of 2009 as a joint venture, and at that time, AMD was our first customer and controlled about 50% of the joint venture. But over time, the strategy was for GlobalFoundries to go out and develop our business and add additional customers and allow AMD to divest away from GlobalFoundries and focus just on its design business. And we've successfully done that.
Today, GlobalFoundries is wholly owned by the Advanced Technology Investment Corporation of Abu Dhabi. GF was created in 2009 when the investment arm of the government of Abu Dhabi bought the manufacturing operations of AMD, then merged them with a semiconductor manufacturing company it purchased in Singapore. The Malta facility is currently producing test chips. Malta Town Supervisor Paul Sousville.
They are operational, and they are beginning to manufacture their chips, but they're also doing some research and development and some expansion of their clean room. So they're growing. They're both building and producing microchips.
While the financial condition of AMD may be in peril, Travis Bullard paints a much rosier picture for GlobalFoundries.
We've been investing heavily. We've created about 1,600 new jobs. Those are new direct jobs at the Fab 8 facility, and that has led to about 7,200 additional indirect jobs in the region. And that doesn't even include about 10,000 construction jobs just in the construction phase of the Fab 8 facility. We broke ground in June of 2009 and completed all of our base build construction last year.
Bullard expects GlobalFoundries to continue adding jobs, boosting the local economy. Paul Sousville agrees.
Well, I think Hudson Valley would be in tough shape if we didn't have the new economy that's occurring, that's founded by GlobalFoundries and all of the research work that's going on at the Albany School of Nanotechnology. The area is actually growing quite robustly because of the new technology that is being crafted in this particular area.
Sousville adds the local educational system has benefited from school and property taxes collected under the pilot agreement Malta has with GlobalFoundries and with the state of New York. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Dave Lucas.